Recording 21, Section 3. A business assignment. You will hear two students discussing an assignment they are doing on business plans. Before you listen, you have 30 seconds to read questions 21 to 26.
I don't know, Luca. 800 words don't seem like many to me.
Except I've only written 450.
Why don't you talk through what you've got? And I can suggest where you might add some in?
I can show you my essay, if you like, on my computer.
Telling me about it may be better. It will help you clarify what you have. And you'll probably notice what's missing as you speak. So what is a business plan?
Something that projects ahead for at least 3 years.
Something?
Well, in essence, it's...
An analysis of the current situation a business finds itself in, and a projection of its growth.
Right.
And what else?
Basically, I suppose...
What about the standards a business plan creates?
Oh, yeah. The plan creates standards, and it discusses viability.
Indeed. Who does it provide a tool for?
Investors. I mean, potential investors. Let me turn on my computer to type that in. It discusses viability and provides a sales tool for potential investors.
Good. Now, what about the 5 steps involved in creating the plan?
5? I wrote down 3 in the lecture. 1, carry out a situational analysis. 2, understand the operating environment. And 3, define business objectives. Were there any others?
I'm sure there were 5, but I've forgotten them myself now.
Oh, I remember. Something about formulating strategies.
Yes. Formulate strategies to follow.
And 5?
Design controls to measure success, though I've no idea what those controls might be.
Me neither. I don't have any real-world experience for this course. I'm doing it because my cousin told me it was easy.
Anyway, the last thing to note in the essay that there's not just one business plan. A company usually composes separate plans for all sections of the master plan. That means another marketing plan, another production plan, etc.
I had no idea there was so much planning. How do businesses have any time to actually work?
Before you listen to the rest of the conversation, you have 30 seconds to read questions 27 to 30.
Let's look at the short answers now. My friend who took this course last year said the final exam contained the short answers from this assignment and the next one.
Then I'd better learn them off by heart.
So without reading from your computer screen, what are the 5 functions a business can be divided into?
You mean MP3F?
Yes.
M for marketing, the 3 Ps for purchasing, production, and what's the last one?
Personnel.
Right, personnel. And F for finance.
Good. I see you've remembered that the business profile and appendices open and close the plan. But I think your definition of appendices is a bit vague.
What's wrong with end notes?
Certainly, appendices are found at the end of the plan. But the phrase supporting documents might describe them more clearly.
Okay, I'll write that down. Supporting documents.
The key here is that there's support for every section of the plan because an investor wants to see a strong case presented for your business, to know you are not just making assertions.
Right.
The first few components of your business profile look fine. Business name, location, ownership structure.
And business activity is easy enough to describe.
True. But I'm afraid your market entry strategy and future objectives look a little thin.
The thing is, Natasha, I don't understand what a market entry strategy is, and future objectives seem equally nebulous.
I know what you mean. I see you've mentioned legal requirements in the business profile.
Don't you remember, the lecturer said that in today's environment of tight regulation, without this section in the plan, the whole business could end up being an expensive failure?
Oh, help. I forgot about legal requirements in my profile. Thanks for reminding me. I'm sorry, Luca. I'll have to go. Let's meet again after the tutorial.
You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. That is the end of section 3.